Here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, Mike Devlin joins us. Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with you. Coach, how's it going?
It's going good.
The pride of Dulles High School in the studio with us.
They're playing Ridge Point Friday.
Big.
Their homecoming. Yeah, it's a big one.
That is a big one. Yeah, well, are you going to go see the Vikes? Or
I'm actually I'm going to wait for them to trying to get it later when Coach Perry's son plays Dulles at Mercer.
Oh, there you go. Now, Coach, bye week is here. Do you want to get away from football in some sense, or are you kind of guy that just you can't get it? You just can't get too far away from it.
Well, my son Matthew, he's playing in that Gridiron Football League, so they have a game Wednesday night. So I'm fired up to see that. He's at their George Ranch Maroon team, whatever. So big game, playoff ramifications.
It's your kid.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to go take a look at that.
Yeah.
Now, what about your offensive line, Coach? Because clearly, the opening game, a lot of sacks, not what you wanted to see at any level of the organization. But since then, slowly but surely, this offense is really coming along, and your guys are doing the job up front. How about their development?
Well, I mean, I think, A, they're a prideful group. You know, no one wants to go out and put that product out, like which we did week one. And so we remind each other of that every time before we approach the week. That's one. I think two, I think Coach O'Brien has done a phenomenal job of and how he's calling the game and helping us up front. Mm-hmm. And then three, the obvious is Deshaun Watson, and what he can do back there has really helped us as well to have a, you know, to be prepared to have a chance up front.
Coach, you've been doing some different things with some of the action. Some people say it's collegiate-type stuff. But how much has that changed the work for you with some of the things that you've done up front with Deshaun back there and with some of the stuff you can run with him?
I mean, I think his skill set has opened up a lot of windows for us and a lot of avenues to look at and can help us, obviously, have a chance to win up front, you know. So his skill set has allowed us to study a lot of different things and that really you haven't been able to do in a lot of times in my career. And so it's been real fun that way. Every week is you're learning about him, us, and where this thing can go.
You know, John talked about this week on Texans Radio, that you have Nick Martin and Deshaun Watson, and two guys who have never played in this league before, because Martin missed last year with the injury, and here you have the highest-scoring team, or second-highest-scoring team, tied for second, in the entire NFL. That's pretty strong stuff right there with those two guys, that battery, if you will.
Yeah, I think they've it's neat to see their growth together and that relationship and the communication and on and off the field. So that's a neat thing to grow on.
Coach, what is Breno Giacomini meant to your offensive line? I mean, he can't dance. We know that. But then again, that's probably a lot of offensive linemen that feel that way. No offense. But what has he meant for you? Because I remember seeing him early on at training camp, and I thought, this guy's going to be a fire starter on a lot of different levels. What has he meant for your offense and your offensive line?
Yeah, so, you know, I had him at that other place I was at up northeast there.
Yep.
And there's a couple things you love about him. He's old school. He's going to defend his own. And he practices with a kind of a passion and love for the game, which is kind of contagious. So, you know he's going to be there and have your back. You know he's going to be out there fighting somebody. You got to control him. You got to keep him under. But that type of old school mentality, it not only helps everyone see it's okay that you can, you know, be tough and physical in this league.
Right.
And then the young guys see it. So, you know, I'm fortunate really that we were able to get him and have him here right now.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck.
Yep, thanks for having me.